Waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
She's just like you.
Be nice.
She's a London lady.
Oh yeah, that's all right then.
Be nice.
I didn't know what was coming. I never know what's coming when you open.
I was going to say classy, sophisticated, and from the 80s.
No, you were not. Oh yeah.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
I knew there was something in there anyway.
She is number one in the country at the moment with that tune.
Yeah, it's a great tune.
But it's number one here before anywhere else in the world. So yes. we've taken that track.
Absolutely.
Taking it on. And Olivia's the Lyra. 250 days to go until the World Liquor Cup in the US, Canada and Mexico. It's International Beer and Pizza Day.
Oh, that sounds like a good day to me.
So, you know, if you want to improve your Thursday, you know what you got to do today. again, we can get into the old debate of where's the best pizza in Cork, but there is like this, there's 10 places in Cork that are doing world-class pizza.
Yeah, I agree.
Too many to mention. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Inni Camosi. Who's Inni Camosi?
No idea. Here comes the
This lad. He's 68 today.
Oh my God.
That was one of the songs of the summer back in the 90s. There was two big songs from the 90s that just bring me instant joy. That one.
Yeah.
And this one. All right. I used to DJ in a nightclub up in Castlebar in Mayo called Panama Jacks.
Right. All right. Playing that kind of stuff.
No, and we had this on 7-inch record, and it was to be kept over the top of the visor of the DJ box. And any time the guards would call to shut down the bar, the bouncer would give me the wink, and then I'd have to drop this. And as soon as the song played, the shutters came screaming down.
That was like the...
That was the code song.
Yeah.
The code song that we were being raided. So, Snow Informer.
That's brilliant.
Dolly Parton is not dying.
No, she's not.
She's just going home for some treatments.
That was it, yeah.
It was reported by a relative of hers asking for prayers because Dolly's not doing too good, which generally means she's on her way out.
Well, you see, yeah, it does. That's what you would take from it, but she just got a bit dramatic about it, and actually she's grand.
So she recorded a statement yesterday and said basically, listen, I'm fine. And she looks really healthy. She looks good. Yeah. Have you seen Dolly Parton's new shoes?
No.
No? Neither is she. Oh, yeah. I quite like that joke, Katie. Didn't Dolly Parton come to the... Dolly Parton came to the Marquee years ago.
Did she?
She did. She played the Marquee, but she came out on stage and went, hello, Kansas.
Oh, no, she didn't.
They didn't change the teleprompter.
Oh, God, so she thought she was in Kansas.
Well, it was some other city anyway. It wasn't Cork. Everyone from Cork is going, what's wrong with you, Joanne?
What's with Joanne?
Yeah, she came out and said hello to the wrong city.
Oh, bless her.
Peter Kay has had a bit of surgery as well.
That's right, yeah, kidney stones or something, was it?
Yeah, too much garlic bread. what was that noise?
I don't know.
Ooh, Peter Kay on toilet. Always there with the sound effects when you need her. Anyway, Peter Kay is fine. He's on the mend. He had a big old nasty kidney stone. And he'll be back touring pretty soon. One more time, Vic.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I'm talking to the ladies out there. Yes, ladies. I'm looking at you right now and you're stuck in traffic. Or maybe you're leaving the house and you're missing a shoe, or you're looking around for your keys and looking around for your handbag and looking around for your dignity. Some of you walking home at this hour of the morning, but some of you are looking for your husband. Where the hell is your husband?
Where the hell is your husband?
What a tune.
Did you ever see this perform live, by the way?
No.
Ray has, like, it's like she's got 60 people up on stage with her. It's a full big band version of it. Anyway, if you've been asking a question and you're looking for that special person, your husband or your wife, as the case may be, take a leaf out of this lady's book. Over in America, a woman decided that she's so sick to the teeth of dating apps that she took out a billboard campaign in her own town.
What?
She dropped about 20 grand on outdoor advertising because she is just fed up of meeting duck eggs on dating apps.
Fair enough.
Meeting people, getting there, loads of texting that's going on forever and ever. One date, ghosted, never hearing from again. Thinking you found the one.
Yeah.
The one goes golfing, never comes back. So she put up a billboard. Would marry Jenny and a picture of her across a massive billboard and a contact telephone number.
Tell me she found the man of her dreams.
It's still pending.
Oh,
but
lads.
It has certainly, it has churned up a lot of debate about, you know, where are we as a society now and when it comes to meeting people.
And maybe that is the way to go.
I have the answer for everything. Ditch the apps.
Yeah.
Lose the subscriptions.
Yeah.
And let's bring back the slow set.
Oh, yes.
Rory O'Hagan, will you explain what the slow set is, please?
The slow set is the section of a disco when the DJ would slow things down and play the love songs of the era.
Ladies' choice.
And the men would be at one side of the room and the women would be at another side of the room and you go up and you say, would you give me an old dance there? But yeah, and she'd go, get away from me, you hideous creature.
Yeah.
That was my experience anyway.
Yeah.
Can you remember your first ever slow dance and who it was with?
No.
I can.
Can you?
Yeah. It's a little fella called Ben who used to wear glasses. And we went to the school disco and I had a slow dance with him and we danced to Milli Vanilli, Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You. That's a true story.
What an anthem.
You say you're little Ben.
I never will forget the day we met. Girl, I'm gonna miss you.
And did he stick the head in?
No, I was about
10. Okay.
Or 11.
All right, okay. Anyway, bring back the slow sets and billboard, outdoor billboards, ladies. Take out half a page in the Echo. And
Cork-free ads.
Absolutely. Is the Cork Independent as well? You know, you can advertise it. It's here at Red FM. Contact sales. Red FM
Breakfast. With KC. Love waking up in Cork. It's riddle time, baby.
Let's do it.
Riddle it, just a little bit. I want to hear you riddle it, just a little bit of the crime.
Now, it's going to be a tiny bit less competitive this morning because Kelly Boo is not here. She's on very important news duty business.
I'm closing down my WhatsApp. You'll be pleased to know.
You are.
I am. Come and have a look.
And the bitching begins. Okay.
Close my WhatsApp.
Yes, ready? No, ready. Riddle number one. Shout your name if you know the answer. What has a neck? Oh, by the way, listeners, get ready to pounce, by the way, because we've got gift packs for you as well. What has a neck? It doesn't have a head. It has a body, but no legs. And arms but no hands. Shout your name if you know the answer.
Say it again.
What is a neck but no head, a body but no legs, and arms but no hands? Ooh, the contestants are stunned. Somebody's saying a clock, a bottle, a chair. You're all wrong. It's not a jumper. It is a shirt, everybody. It's a shirt.
Oh, it's a shirt.
Please, when you know.
I'm light as a feather, yet the strongest man can't hold me for long. What am I? I'm light.
Vic. Breath. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Back of the net.
I've heard that before. It was in.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. You're supposed to be working this. No. You're discrediting yourself.
All right, sorry.
I'm in trouble here, lads.
Question number three. What is cities but no houses, forests but no trees, and rivers but no water?
Roar.
Yeah?
A map.
Is correct. 1-1.
Oh, that was good.
The man who invented it doesn't want it. The man who bought it doesn't need it. And the man who needs it doesn't know it. Roar. What is it, Rory?
It's a casket.
A casket slash...
coffin.
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
I got that point because I said...
Hang on a second. A casket is literally the exact same thing as a coffin.
You didn't say the right word.
Yeah, I had coffin written down. I don't know.
The point goes to me.
No.
The point goes to me, Rob.
It literally doesn't, like.
What's happened to your voice, like?
I got very cock all of a sudden.
Aren't I pure decent?
I don't want to know, bye. Aren't I pure decent?
Clear to me, you know.
Ooh. No, I got the right word, Rob.
Lads, split it down the middle, okay?
Listen. We'll have half a point each.
I'm not having that.
We'll have half a point each, Rob.
No.
I'm tall when I'm young and I'm short when I'm old. What am I?
Ooh.
Tall when I'm old, short when I'm young. Listeners, hop in. First person in with a candle. Congratulations.
Well done.
That's Jack Kennefic. Jack, always liked you, buddy. Always liked you. Jack, you get a little prize pack. Dave Jack is holding a cup in his profile photo. Actually, two trophies, just so you know.
Is that, were you giving Dave a message over on the air then?
It's so much easier. Because I forget who won what.
Forget about the talk back.
You see a boat filled with people. It hasn't sunk yet. But when you look at it again, you don't see a single person on it. What has happened?
Vic?
Yeah?
Titanic?
Oh, good God.
Just start throwing words at me. Join in when you recognise the word. Oh, Shane.
I'm sorry.
Whoa!
I'm sorry, I don't know what.
Can I hear that again, please?
You see a boat.
My brain malfunctioned.
You see a boat. It's filled with people. Titanic! It's filled with people. The boat hasn't sunk, but when you look at it again, you don't see a single person on it. Why is that? Okay, the riddle is going to Rose McGovern.
Oh, Rose, you're too clever for me.
Everybody on the boat is married, not a single person.
Oh, that's clever. Yeah.
That is clever. Well done, Rose.
Well done, Rosie. I'm going to give you two more. I'm taken from a mine and shut in a wooden case from which I'm never released, yet I'm used by every person. I'm taken from a mine and shut in a wooden case, but I'm never released. I'm used by almost every person. What am I? 0868104106. Orna, regular riddler, is the first person in with the correct answer.
Which
taken
is?
From a mine.
Okay, taken from a mine, shut in a wooden case, never released, yet I'm used by almost every single person. It is a pencil.
Oh, I was just about to say it.
Yeah, too late, buddy, too late.
I said my name.
Too late. What's the score, by the way? Is it still one and a half
I
each?
Won that.
You won nothing. You said Titanic and then you started
Hang
laughing.
On a second. Hang on. I gave you a right answer earlier on, breath.
Okay, if you break me, I do not stop working. But when you take me, I'm of no use. When you give me away, I become whole again. What am I? If you break me, I do...
Vic.
Yeah?
An egg.
Is incorrect.
Oh.
Rory, for the game, for the point, and for the glory.
Okay.
If you break me, I do not stop working. But when you take me, I'm of no use. But when you give me away, I become whole again. What am I? It's not a promise. Somebody just messaged that in.
Break my stride.
It's not coal.
Gotta keep on moving.
Rory was totally robbed there, so somebody else here.
Yeah, I was.
It's not trust.
Break my spirit.
I'm going to give you 5 seconds, buddy.
No, I'm done.
And the game is over. No. It was heart. It was heart. I'm so sorry. No point in buzzing me out now, lads. The listeners are the winner this morning.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. We were terrible today, but...
Well, yeah.
Even we're all the rampant cheating from Victoria. So.
Titanic!
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Now, we can put this... debate to bed for
right,
once and for
okay.
all. Lee is on the phone.
Yeah.
Lee, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Lee, you're representing what bar in Cork?
Collins.
Yeah, Collins.
On Douglas Street.
Yeah.
Is it not Cocklins?
No, it's Collins.
Are you not from Cork?
I'm not from Cork, mate. I'm okay, so this, the Collin and the Cocklin thing, do you have any explanation for it?
As far as I know, it's only in Cork we call it Collins. But yeah, that's what I can gather. We get Americans coming in here calling it Coughlins and all sorts of things, but it's Collins.
You see, because I had a young fella in here that used to work with me on the show, Jason Coughlin.
And he's
about as Cork now as you'll get.
Right.
You'd nearly pull him
really?
Out of a bottle of wine. He's that Cork.
Oh.
Apparently Coughlins are you West Corky kind of direction? I don't know.
No, we're on Douglas Street.
Oh no, not the pub. Actually, Cocklins versus Collins.
Yeah.
It is. I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
By the way, I love your bar, and it's looking really good because he's been up all night painting it.
He hasn't
now.
Even been to bed yet. Lee,
oh
you're
really?
A
oh my god!
Yeah, I'm sitting here admiring my work now at the moment.
Oh, very good. What color?
What color have you gone for you?
Oh, black. It's the black behind the bar. So,
oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Oh, is it black with a big white kind of barrier on the top? It looks like a pint
That's
of
right.
creamy beamy. No,
not yet.
Not we'll working on that one. All right, Lee. Listen, let's get down to business here. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, what city would you find the Lewis?
Dublin.
Who's the front man with U2?
Bono.
Michael Fassbender's from what county?
Kerry.
Number 4, who is the public minister for expenditure?
Jack Chambers.
What fast food franchise recently opened in Mahon?
Oh,
big American chain. Big American chain.
Wendy's.
Yeah, question number 6. Colours is a song by what Irish band? What Cork band?
Oh, Colours.
Can I give him a clue, Vic?
Yeah, you can.
Branko Walters.
Name Will Smith's youngest son.
Jaden Smith.
In what college did Stephen Hawking do his undergraduate?
Harvard.
Question number 9. What month of this does the summer solstice usually fall? June or July?
June.
And question number 10. Who play their home games in Tallaght Stadium? What Irish team? Irish football team? Quickly.
Shamrock Rovers.
Okay, back on the body.
Oh, look at you.
Wow.
Lee.
See, all those pub quizzes they have in Collins/Cocklins.
Very impressive.
Very impressive.
We'll see. Not too sure.
Dublin is where you find the Leona Lewis.
Yeah.
U2's frontman is Bono. Michael Fassbender is from Kerry. Yeah. Jack Chambers is correct. Wendy's is correct. Franken Walters is correct. Jaden Smith is correct. What month does summer solstice usually fall? I was flying through this. What month did you give me? June or July?
June.
You said June. That is correct.
Okay.
Shamrock Rovers is correct.
Oh my God.
Okay.
9 out of 10 for €1,000.
Oh my God, wow.
To pay for the paint, to pay for the paint job.
Yeah. Okay.
How much does it cost to paint a pub, by the way, these days?
A lot of money.
Well, I'm doing it for free.
You're getting... Did you hear that, wife? Up all night, making that pub look lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Lee, let's go for this. For €1,000 in Johnny Cash, here we go. In what college did Stephen Hawking do his undergraduate? It was a very famous part of the movie about Stephen Hawking,
which I never saw.
It was Oxford.
Knickers
Monica.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
9 out of 10, my friend.
I would have got that wrong as well, by the way, Lee, because I actually thought it was Cambridge, so, you know.
Yeah.
Cambridge, yeah.
One of those questions.
€50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. That'll get you a nice cushion for the back bar.
There you go.
And
brilliant. Thank you.
As a 9 out of 10er, Lee, from Collins Bar, we will have you back on very soon in the next few weeks, I promise you, okay?
That's great news. Thanks very much, guys.
Well,
appreciate
done,
it.
Thanks a million. Everyone, pop in and see the paint job and criticise Lee's work.
Absolutely. And comment on it. Yeah, I need the brownie points.
Thanks a million.
My name is Jeff.
He's a tall man from Mullingar. He sings with the Blizzards. He writes books. He's a mental health campaigner, former Leinster rugby player, host of multi-million streamed Where's My Mind podcast, RIP. A bit of an underachiever all around is our boy Brezzy.
Yeah, what's going on?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. It's good to be down in Cork. Yeah.
Thanks for popping in. What are you doing in Cork?
I'm down doing a little bit for my charity.
Yes.
For Life, yeah. Doing a little bit of research and stuff like that,
Researching the greatest people in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why I'm here.
Vic, he was commenting this morning on, he said, every time I come down here, this show is crying.
Yeah, I like it. It gets me as well.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's not the video.
Yeah. It is the video, yeah. Do you want to throw on those headphones, Brez? You can hear what's going on in the world. You like the rawness of them, right?
Well, you just can't contrive it. Like,
yeah.
And you see, you throw something like that in front of someone and they kind of read it and then they get that little gulp in the chat and then, yeah. I'm gone.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's when I don't know what I'm going to be reading, you see. He gives it to me and then I just turn it around and I start reading.
Do you ever show her like curveballs of like the most ridiculous thing you could put in it? It's not always emotional and just like she's expecting it to be emotional.
That's the next one.
Okay, sorry. Oh, I just ruined
it that way, Brezzy. Thanks very much.
That's why you brought me here.
Yeah, come here. We were talking about this yesterday morning on the show, and as you had a podcast called Where Is My Mind, I want you to have a listen to this clip. We were talking about Taylor Swift getting accused of ripping off
certain
songs. Okay, so this is a new Taylor song, right? Recognize it?
He's just shrugging his shoulders.
Yeah. I mean, there was a Charlie Puth put up an amazing post the other day about there's only 12 notes in
it. That's it, isn't it?
It's the cadence of it.
Have we run out of music?
Well, there's 12 notes, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've learnt more like that. When you think of the cadence of it more than anything, that's the cadence of the Pixies. Is slightly different cadence.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it that, but I don't know. I mean, at this stage, I hear so much in everything, and you're going to do that, like, because we've never heard more music ever.
Billions
of songs that you can listen to in any.
That's very true. I never thought of it that way. Yeah, we've access to music.
You're listening to songs from the 50s and 60s and 70s, and you have all these playlists, so people are probably hearing everything and everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's you know, you can only write so many songs.
Have you ever been accused of ripping off a song?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. And the thing is, some people would do it, but there'd be no intention. There'd be a song from, like, I mean, it was a song from, like, a 70s band in Germany or something.
Yeah.
And like, well, Jesus, like, you know, I wasn't born in the 70s. I'll be honest, I haven't heard that particular song. But yeah, I mean, there's sometimes when you listen to it and you hear it yourself, you're like, oh, that sounds a little bit similar. Yeah. But I did write a song years ago. I was working for a songwriter. It wasn't for the Blizzards. And I pitched it to a label for the artist. And it was with the other writers, but my God, it was identical to another song. Like, what was I thinking?
Yeah,
because you were in it so much you didn't even think about it
until somebody hears it with fresh ears and points it out.
Yeah, and I mean that's it's as I said, there's 12 notes in the scale.
It was probably 16 years ago that I met you for the first time, and we did a thing called the Jingle Bell Ball, and we had Brezzy and the Blizzards down. And Brezzy was single-handedly responsible for the skinny jean movement in this country back in the day. You were, you know.
I definitely wasn't. But
yes, you were.
I remember the first time someone gave me a pair, and I was like, there's not a hope they're coming on me. Like, they're not, like, I was just giving up rugby, so my legs were like tree trunks. And I was like, that proper...
Yeah. Oh yeah, they squeak.
Them on, yeah. But I got them on and I never got them off. I wore them for 3 years.
They're still there.
Yeah.
So what would this Brezzy? Think of this Brezzy. That's quite. It's an incredible journey you've gone on from the pop bangers that you created to this new album, which is totally different.
Yeah.
Tell us about the brilliant new album you've done.
It's just remixes of old Blizzard tracks.
Is it?
I got lazy in it. No, my background's piano. My mum's a classical piano player, violinist. She used to give lessons in the house. I remember my granddad died. He gave me his piano in his will. It's a weird thing to do. Like,
he left it to you.
But it was in Glasgow, so my parents had to figure out are we going to get a piano across to Mullingar?
Wow.
And it arrived a few days after he died, and I never, ever... that's how I learned how to play music. Everything I know about music
is through the piano.
And, you know, you go away and... You know, I'm 44 now. You're not writing Trust Me, I'm a Doctor at 44, because it doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, it's not where you are.
So I'm a little bit more boring, a little bit more subdued, and that's what you're going to hear when I write music.
But there's a huge amount of maturity in growing up and a different person there from that song to this song is the point I'm getting to. It's like you're a very, very different person. What is the idea behind this new album? Because it's piano instrumentals and it's very much rooted in mindfulness, right?
Yeah, well, that's my background. It's what I've studied in the business end of my PhD looking at it. And I always felt that music and mindfulness are very, very closely aligned.
Yeah.
And most people I chat about mindfulness don't want to know about because they don't like the breath, they don't like the body. They can't engage with it, but everyone can engage with music.
So yeah, of
course. I kind of wrote these songs that kind of brought you on that kind of, you know. The other thing about it is an awful lot of what I talk about, I'm not very good at communicating. Like, I'm not. Like, some of the
says the man standing up here talking to 55,000 people without a nod, you know.
Well, with the stuff going on in my head, there's some things I'm not sure about how to say, and then I put them into these pieces of music. And it's called The Place That's Never Been Wounded. It comes from a Meister Eckhart quote. He just said, there's a place within everybody that known when the world shakes, that it stays steady.
Yeah.
And I think people need to hear that. Like, if you're still standing after the chaos we've been served for the last 10 years.
We have had an S show for the last...
It has been a mess.
It's
been
crazy.
But it's been a
perma-crisis. Yeah.
And people go... And then people say, you need to be more... How much more resilient can you be?
Can you be? Yeah.
So you think of global pandemics. Like, you think after World War II, people were like, just you got to be a bit more resilient. And the global pandemic, and I'm sorry to bring it up again, that was chaotic.
Yeah.
And we were told move on like it didn't happen. So, I think I'm kind of trying to appeal to that part of people, that there's part of you that you're a little bit tougher than you might think. It doesn't mean things are easy, but it means you get through things. And that's what the album's about. It's just about that kind of idea.
Brilliant. I love it. We're going to find out where Brezzy is playing and more stuff coming up. Will you do the old VIP bit with us in a moment? You are officially our VIP today.
I will, but don't give me any poems to read.
Can we?
Can we what?
No, I don't.
Give Brezzy a poem to read, is it?
Yeah.
Go on, Zoe.
Red FM Breakfast. Let's go. With McDonald's. Enjoy a delicious sausage and egg McMuffin. Served until 11 a.m. Feel good this autumn at Macaulay with our range of vitamins and supplements to help build immunity. Speak to our friendly...
7:51 in the morning. Cork's Good Times. It's Red FM. Morning, gang.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
This big lanky oak from Mullingar is hijacking your feature here. Is that okay?
That's all right.
Sorry.
That's all right.
It's Brezzy, everybody. Brezzy's in studio. We were listening to Benson Boone, who is basically kind of like a Freddie Mercury tribute act in a jumpsuit.
You're probably right, yeah.
Who flips off pianos. He's very, very good.
I actually tore my hamstring watching him do it.
You
can feel it. We're that age where we're like, ooh, that hurt.
How the hell did he do that? Brez, you were suggesting that we need grunge to make a return. We're ready for it now. The world is angry. We need rock music to come back.
Yeah, and anger is fine.
Yeah.
A bit of anger. I'm listening to bands I'm listening to now are all really bands that would listen to the 90s and noughties. I was in a band called Ramscar that stood for Rise Almighty Satan, Come and Rule. That was my...
Rise Almighty Satan. And what age were you at this point?
I was 13.
Okay, 14, and you were getting the arse wedgied off you in school, and that's what was going on.
No, it was actually just to annoy the Christian Brothers. Like, what's the worst name we could have? And we came in, and like we all had, I looked like a failed wrestler. I had like long hair with an undercut, and it was blonde.
The undercutter.
Hanson kind of thing going on. And yeah, I was in a death metal band. But now I find myself listening to it again. And it's because I'm angry with the way things are going.
Yeah.
Anger's fine. When you listen to that kind of music, ironically enough, it calms you down. So you listen to a lot of heavy, grungy death metal in the last couple of years.
Every time we view on the show or I do anything with you, I always get these lovely messages. And this is like testament to the work that you've been doing for your mental health. Crusade is a horrible word. I'm sorry. We'll call it a campaign. Mm. And this is lovely. Will you just tell Brezzy, he means the world to me, his podcast and everything that he's done has helped me navigate a very, very difficult 10 years of mental health, and I'm out the other side from Caroline.
That's delighted, brilliant.
Caroline. I'm delighted to hear that. And you know, I think that I would say there's the Leonard Cohen quote, there's a crack in everything, that's how the light gets in.
Yeah.
I think it's good. It's, you know, and we're living in a different time now where people are actually addressing things. And my big push is early prevention. Let's support children early in our charity, Lust for Life, which is where most of my work is in, is over 50% of Irish primary schools now. And these programs are free from first to sixth class. So if there's teachers listening and they want these programs, they're completely free. All you have to do is go on our Lust for Life Schools programs, and they're evidence-based. We've researched these. We've put so many years into this. And now we're moving to secondary schools. So our aim is first class to Leaving Cert. A completely coherent program to teach kids to be better guardians of their own minds. Because that's what we got to do. We can't theorize on the problem anymore.
Everybody that's listening now goes through a horrible time. And if you're going through something really bad at the moment, again, obviously, step number one is talking to somebody. But I love this analogy. Yourself and Dara were out for a hike the other day, Dara Quilty, and you were just walking, and you did this analogy of the rain and the weather and the inside of someone's mind. Have a listen.
The sky is always changing. It's like now, which is kind of, it was meant to be lovely and sunny, but This is what we got, which is perfectly fine. But it's changing. You come here in an hour, that'll be a different sky. You come here at 5 o'clock tonight, that'll be a different sky. You come here on Sunday, that'll be pissing rain. And it'll be dark and black and stormy. And we try to say that about the mind. Nothing that happens in the mind is static. It's dynamic, it's transient, it's always changing, like the sky. And the idea with thoughts is sometimes your thoughts are quite dark and heavy and consuming. Happiness never lasts, I hate to tell you, and either does sadness, and that's the premise of Buddhism and mindfulness.
It's the best weather analogy I've ever heard. Fair play to you, fella.
We're just weather.
Yeah.
We are,
And weather changes.
It's a great way of looking at it.
Somebody's wondering, what is the name for the program for the secondary school teachers again, Brez, from Megan? Hi, Megan.
We've only started, we're basically piloting it at the moment, so it won't be rolled out for another maybe a year and a half. It takes a lot of work. You've got to do this properly. And we do it with the best psychologists, best education experts. But more importantly, we engage the teachers first.
Okay.
You can't just roll more on teachers. They have enough to do.
They have a lot to do. Yeah.
And so do the government. And this is why, if you want to do this, you've got to come at it with an entirely different approach, which is early prevention. It's not the teacher's job.
Mitchellstown, pay attention. Brez is coming to town and he's bringing some of the best musicians in the country to do this beautiful gig and showcase his brilliant new album. It's happening in Mitchellstown. Brez, it's on the 25th of October.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's close to your birthday, is it?
How do you remember that?
Three days,
if you want to be pedantic about it.
Sorry. Yeah, well, your birthday is important.
I'll make a week out of it. I'm still in the Libra part of the week, but it's the 25th. It's the album's out on the 24th, so we're coming down to the album launch in St. George's Arts and Heritage Centre in Mitchellstown. There will be a Cork City show at some stage, but I've played, actually, the first gig, I think the Blizzards, one of the first gigs we ever sold out was Independence.
That's right,
sold out, so I have a little special place in my heart for Mitchellstown.
Aww.
A place that has never been wounded, classic piano-led album, and it's live in Mitchellstown. Tickets through Eventbrite. Just have a look for Brezzy on Eventbrite and it'll bring you up to the gig information. This is the joy of Breakfast Radio. We're mental busy, have to hit an ad break, but it's so lovely to see you, buddy.
Pleasure, thanks for having me.
Keep doing what you're doing, as always. Keep up the good fight, and go check out Brezzy and Mitchellstown and check out that brilliant new album. Thanks for coming in, pal. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Love waking up in Cork.
Red FM.